Geopolitics remains firmly in the driver's seat. The fragile U.S.-Iran two-week ceasefire continues to hold, with the Strait of Hormuz reopened, triggering another leg lower in oil prices and cementing the relief rally in risk assets. This sharply reduces near-term energy supply disruption fears and eases stagflation concerns across the G10, weighing on safe haven demand for the dollar while supporting carry and commodity currencies. In FX, the euro and pound are posting solid gains against the dollar, driven mainly by improved European growth sentiment and broad U.S. dollar weakness as safe haven flows unwind. The Australian dollar and Canadian dollar benefit from the commodity tailwind and carry flows, while the yen strengthens modestly as a net importer on lower crude oil, but remains capped by lingering ceasefire uncertainty. The dollar is the clear underperformer, giving back safe haven premium. U.S. equity indices are extending their relief move as lower oil boosts consumer and growth stocks. Looking ahead, Europe is relatively quiet with some German inflation reads and an ECB Guindos speech. The main focus shifts to North America with the U.S. March CPI report, headline and core. Also, we get factory orders, the preliminary University of Michigan consumer sentiment. These prints will be watched closely for signs of whether the energy shock is sticking in inflation or if the ceasefire is already starting to cap price pressures. Any softer than expected CPI could reinforce the risk on tone and further pressure the dollar. We also get employment data out of Canada. Overall, however, fresh headlines on the ceasefire's durability are still likely to override economic data and act as a primary driver of flow. That's all for now.